It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us today. In the studio, we have Melissa Myers. She is the district specialist for the Ozark County Soil and Water Conservation District. Got that right. And Mr. T.J. Lewis is also with us. He's a board member, several different boards. He's with the Soil and Water Conservation District, Ozark County Farm Bureau, and the Extension Service. Am I right, sir?
Correct.
All right. And you guys are here to talk to us about Ag Day in the Ozarks, which is taking place Saturday, September 14th from 10 to 3 in Gainesville at the Gainesville Livestock Auction. So welcome to you both. Thank you so much for coming in. This sounds like it is going to be an event that has a lot of activity and a lot of education for anybody who is in farming, who is in ranching, raising cattle, pigs, whatever, livestock, and also anybody who has anything to do with agriculture. And quite frankly, we all have something to do with agriculture because we all like fresh produce. We all like to buy. I like to buy local as much as possible and do the farm to table as much as possible. And that's getting super popular. So tell everybody what Ag Day in the Ozarks is all about, Melissa.
We were just discussing, it's our, I think, fifth or sixth annual event. And that's what it is, to try to promote local vendors and our local farmers and educate young people about how important the farm is. You know, it's just a big thing for us. We want to educate people, and we've got vendors there. You know, we use everything on the farm. Even Mary Kay, we've got, you know, we've got vendors.
That's true.
Farm people use everything. And so we've got vendors there from agriculture up to just stuff that the ladies may use or stuff that the kids may enjoy. But it's mainly just a program to educate and try to help our local farmers and educate our kids.
That's wonderful, because we do need to encourage those hands-on careers. You know, everybody talks about schooling and IT and computers. Guess what? Our country, this pendulum is swinging. It's swinging back the other direction. I know, because I had a son that was in computers come back to us and say, I want to work with my hands like you do, Dad. I'd like to learn your trade. And we are seeing more and more of that with the technical schools and the hands-on. Mr. Lewis is over here just nodding his head. Am I right?
You're correct. And thank you so much for having us here and giving us the opportunity to advertise our Ag Day in the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a free Ag Day, no charge whatsoever, and most of the booths will be giving away free prizes or whatever. And believe it or not, we are having a drawing for vendors only this year, and it's going to be, we'll draw in a separate thing. It's going to be a $500 prize.
Nice.
For one of the vendors. So it gives them an incentive to come and show their products and help us out also. We also have a free bounce house for the children that's going to be there. And I believe this year it's going to have the slide inside also.
Oh, how fun. Got to have those for the kiddos. Keep them a little bit busy.
Correct.
Because you're going to be having some speakers. You want to tell us about them?
Well, basically the big thing I can tell you about them is I've heard three of the four before, and they're nice enough that basically what we do at the most is pay mileage. We don't have to pay them, and I've some of these go to other places, and they get their high-dollar speakers, basically. Mm. So we're very, very fortunate that they are supporting Ozark County Ag Day.
Well, we appreciate them doing it as well. So your first program is from 10:15 to 11, and it's about fetal programming in beef cattle. Elizabeth Picking, what can you tell me about her?
I've only met her a time or two, but she's very knowledgeable about all of this. So, and they usually speak, and at the most of them will let you interrupt anytime you want, but if not, at the end of their speech, they will give you a lot of opportunity to ask questions, and they won't leave till you're finished asking questions.
Those question and answer sessions are so incredibly important,
right,
especially for people who are hands-on in the field.
Yeah, and Elizabeth is also very knowledgeable in the horse all the horse issues. She's very, we first talked a little bit about having her speak something on horses, and the boards decide they wanted to stay with the beef cattle, but she is also very, very knowledgeable in the horse, and she will be there, I think, all day at her booth after she speaks to answer questions and have information. So...
Excellent. And then your next speaker is Dr. Michael Orchard. I hope I'm saying that right. Owner veterinarian of Barn Hollow Veterinary Services. And of course, he's going to talk about animal health. After that, how ag practices affect drinking water. That's very interesting. With Randy Norden, who's the executive director of Missouri Rural Water Association. Always important, because whatever we put into that water system is going to come back out on us. And then at 2:15 to 3 o'clock, you've got current economic issues for Missouri agriculture with Dr. Scott Brown, who I've heard of, director of strategic partnerships at the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, Associate Extension Professor of Agriculture and Applied Economics from the University of Missouri. Talk about some knowledgeable people, like you said. That's a high-dollar speaker you got there.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have him.
Yeah. Excellent. It sounds like you've got a full day of a lot of very important information. And Melissa, this, again, like Mr. Lewis said, this is free. So anybody who is interested in livestock and agriculture really needs to
come. Yes, it's free to the public, and you don't have to come stay all day. I mean, if there's just certain topics you want to hear, come check out the vendors if you're just interested in, you know, a couple of the topics. I know it's probably a long day, and people come in, come and go, and we're going to have Antler there, and they're going to have their food wagon, so lunch will be there. That's another great thing. Antler's good enough to come and set up.
Antlers has great food for those who haven't been in that direction. Sure. If you're going through Gainesville, stop and see those folks over there. And this all, like we said, takes place Saturday, September 14th, 10 to 3 at the Gainesville Livestock Auction. Melissa, where is that exactly?
That's on 160 West there of Gainesville, just a
You
can't miss it. They're by the Gainesville Ag Feed Store.
It's about a mile west of Highway 5 North.
Yes.
Turn left on 160, about 1 mile on the left.
All right. Just come out and enjoy and learn.
Come out and enjoy and learn.
Love to have everybody come.
Absolutely. We thank you so, so much for coming in. Come back and see us again, will you?
All right.
Thank you so much for having us.
No problem. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.